It's Munster's number one, and it is, as you know, our last night tonight on Munster's number one, Pat McDonald. But one thing we did have, I suppose you can call it a thing, an item which was very important to local groups and Munster groups, and indeed to a lot of other things, was of course the band scene. And this is a tribute very specially to that 8 months of very hard work by a production team who are very dedicated and loyal to the band scene and the promotion of local groups and of course Munster groups and national groups. We've had lots of interviews with celebrities. Ray Darcy was one, also Smiley Bulger. We had Liam from Hot House Flowers, many more as well. Now throughout this next half an hour or so, we'll be trying to cover as much of the band scene over that last 8 months, that particular 8 months, as much as we can. Now, obviously, we won't be able to get everybody's tape in, but we'll do the best we can. And of course, the band scene led that way to that band scene special on July the 17th, 1991, which of course was to raise money for the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre appeal. That also will be included on the special tribute to the band scene and to everybody that was involved. But we mustn't just talk about people involved in the background scenes, also the musicians who came on and prepared to go on live. But it wasn't always live. In September 1990, the idea was created by someone in Radio Kerry to bring groups on, as with other stations. And everything happened to be pre-recorded. Now, it turned around a little bit after that. It used to be on, first of all, Thursday nights after 12 midnight. And then it used to be on Saturday evening. If you remember, we used to bring in groups and they used to do interviews and play their demo tapes. That wasn't very successful until we turned to the live band scene on Wednesday nights. But one of the original recordings, the very first one I set in on and was indeed intrigued by this group, now split up, is a Tralee group. Let's take a segment of it from the old archives here at Radio Kerry, from a group called Stelazine. This was pre-recorded before they came on the Thursday night of the festival of 1990, and this is a track called And She Knows, a segment of it at least anyway. But one last interview. It wasn't so much an interview, but it was a tribute to a man who we did a very special program on for a whole hour long, if you remember, back there in May 1991. It was on his 50th birthday. It was Bob Dylan, of course. And one of those people who spoke to us from Dublin was BP Fallon.
Right, joining me on the line is broadcaster and music and rock commentator is BP Fallon.
How are you, Pat?
How you doing, BP?
I'm good, thanks.
Right, we're on the tribute of Bob Dylan on the programme Into the Night. What different phases have you seen Bob Dylan through, BP?
Well, the first time that he kind of took me asunder and reassembled me in a different way was when I saw him in Dublin at the Adelphi Cinema in 1966. Mm-hmm. And it was really thanks to Luke Kelly, bless his heart, that I ended up there.
There you have it, Bob Dylan. Yeah, many a night we played Uncle Bob, and as we mentioned on the band scene tribute between 11 and 12, we did that special program for Uncle Bob, and of course we took a lot of tracks from Bob Dylan for the year and 2 months that we were here, a little over a year and 2 months. In fact, if you want to be technical about it, that particular track, of course, from that great LP called The Freewheeling Bob Dylan, and of course that track called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Before that, Request It Time and Time Again on your favourite 7 and on the Love Boat, Madonna and Crazy For You. Right, most of our regular listeners consisted of these and lots more who at this particular early hour of the morning on our very last programme, this Friday morning, the 20th of September, it's difficult to kind of, you know, think of everybody, but Geraldine Harrington was one who can't sleep tonight, Anne Herbert, Tracy Foley, Joanne Blurhassett. And let's have a look at the weather forecast, shall we, for the Munster region. A clear, dry night, it says, moderate or fresh northerly winds, later light to moderate it. Force 4 to 5, later force 3 to 4 on coastal waters. Lowest temperatures tonight, 3 to 6 degrees Celsius with some ground frost. That's the weather forecast. Welcome along to our Love Boat right now. Music and less talk from now until 1 a.m. Good morning to ya. I simply love it. It's the Love Boat. Less talk, more music. Just tell you what those were, of course. Candle in the Wind, Elton John. Lovely one from Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes there. Don't Fall in Love and Hold Me Now, Johnny Logan. You know Johnny, don't you? And we have to say hello to a couple of people now. Margaret McCullough from Boherby Manor. Hello to you. Great fan of Pat and the Winning Team. Well, the Winning Team are great. I don't know about Pat, but there you go. Play something before she falls asleep, certainly will. And hello to Catherine O'Brien, who's celebrating her birthday tonight. Don't forget that if you have somebody who has a birthday, we'll surprise them on the air. on 0662 36 66. Call us during the day, call Jackie and let her know who the person is, and leave us your phone number as well. We'll get on to you and we'll set them up. We'll set them up whatever way you want us to do. That will be Jackie at 0662 36 66 during the day, 9 to 5, of course. Office hours. But our lines are open now if you want requests and dedications on 0662 36 66. On with the Love Boat. I believe our lordship or your lordship is due to call in soon, so we'll prepare ourselves for that call as he flies from his helicopter, his Love Boat. It's coming up to 16 past midnight right now with Lionel Richie. And hello, good morning to you.